Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Proverbs 22, 20 through 21 declares, "Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sent unto thee?" Beloved, through the Word of God and through the revelation and anointing of the Holy Spirit, God is equipping us. He's revealing excellent things to us that we would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can absolutely trust and rest and rely upon in an absolute certainty the words of truth that have been declared to us in the Word of God. Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. That's how He described Himself. And beloved, we're living in an hour in which God is delivering His people from following personalities, from the childish things we did as when we were children, and He is now causing Jesus and Jesus alone to be the true and real focus of the bride. Jesus is the center. He is enthroned and exalted above all. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 26 through 29, allow me to read those for you. Verse 26, well, actually, let me start with 25. "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven." And this word, "yet once more," signifying the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, hallelujah, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. Did you catch what that said? Let us have grace, and God gives grace abundantly, day by day, all that we need. He never runs short of the grace that each of us, you and I, need in our individual lives. Praise God. So, what can we say? This is not a day to draw back. It's a day to draw near, to draw close, ever closer to the Lord. It's an hour in which we personally need to repent. That prayer of David, we need to be praying, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." I pray that prayer frequently. And I, believe, that we should, all of us, ask the Holy Spirit to cleanse our heart from all unrighteousness. Help us to walk in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. And God is dealing with the individual in his walk with the Lord. I believe that. I sense that. And I know from the experiences I have that this is not just a personal experience, but God is dealing with others that way, the individual and their home and the family, the individual and the local church. Beloved, there's a holy discontent that is being stirred up I truly believe, by the Holy Spirit, that we're not satisfied with what we've known. We may have known glorious times and wonderful experiences in days past, and it's good always to reflect on where God has brought us from and to be grateful and thankful for all the blessings and all the good things that He's done in our lives. But one of the things we must do, beloved, is to keep our eyes ever looking forward. There's a dear sister who I used to call my spiritual mom. She passed away, I think she was 98. And one of the things that was so remarkable about her, living all those years that she had, sometimes it becomes sort of, well, a trademark of the elderly, that they kind of live in the past. They're rehearsing things. They can remember things in the past, perhaps more vividly than what they did 5 minutes ago. But they focus and they're reflecting back on their lives. But this dear woman, while of course she was able to remember, she was constantly looking for what God was doing right then and now. And what a blessing and inspiration that was to see in someone who was so advanced in years. Beloved, that's what we need to be doing now, to just stir ourselves, to shake ourselves from the dust, and to just say, Lord, here I am. I'm a broken vessel. Put me on the potter's wheel and mold me and make me the vessel you want me to be. I can't do it myself. Have you found that, beloved? No amount of determination, no amount of self-will, nothing of our own abilities, while we need to apply ourselves and to do what God, and to be obedient to what God speaks to our heart. Nonetheless, it is the divine gifting and anointing of the Holy Spirit, the power of that indwelling Holy Spirit that dwells within the heart of every believer. If we are saved and born again, that power is resident in us. And He's causing us, because the hour in which we're living is so late, the times are so dark, that if we ever need to seek the Lord, if we ever needed to reach out to God, if we ever needed to set aside things that would hold us back or that are a hindrance, to lay aside every weight, as the scriptures tell us, and to run with patience and with endurance the race that is set before us, keeping our eyes set upon Jesus. Beloved, now is the time that we must do it. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. I don't care if you're 19 years old or 89 years old. None of us know when our day might come that we stand before the judge of the whole earth. And may He be our Savior and not our judge. For those who continually refuse and harden and stiffen their hearts and their necks, they will stand before the Lord and He will be their judge. And they will have many, many regrets in that hour and day. Beloved, this new man that God is creating, the new woman, the manifested sons of God, those who have heard His voice calling, this is the way, walk ye in it. They have a singleness of eye. Hallelujah. Our vision, our focus is as the dove. It is single. Our hearts are fixed. Our focus is on God and on God alone. He walks a different path, this call out one, those who are dedicated and devoted to the Lord, a different path than the world walks, even a different path than many Christians are walking on. We have to choose that narrow way, and God has chosen the highway. It's a high calling, which is His position, those who have been called and who are responding to the call of the Lord. And of course, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know that we are in warfare. And yet, if you can hear my heart, our focus is not on what the devil is doing, but what God is doing. Because while the devil is very much alive and well, nonetheless, Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." He took the keys of hell, death, the grave, and he led captivity captive, and He made an open shame of His adversaries. So, beloved, we can rejoice regardless of whatever situation you might be in right now. Someone's listening, your heart is so heavy, and you just feel empty inside, you feel dead. Beloved, those are all subjective feelings. I want to stop right now and pray for you. Father, I pray for this beloved vessel of yours. Lord, they have sacrificed and given much, but Father, right now the attack and the oppression of the enemy has been so great. Lord, they feel so weary and they're tired and they feel like they've lost vision, they lost hope. Father, I rebuke the lies of the enemy and I pray right now for your anointing and outpouring of your Holy Spirit, that Lord, that will just flood their inner man, that will strengthen them, that will give them new hope and new faith and new vision in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Job 28, verses 7 and 8, the King James Version says, "There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it." That same verses, in the NIV says, "No bird of prey knows that hidden path, no falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts do not set foot on it, and no lion prowls there." Hallelujah. Let me share some beautiful passages from Isaiah, the 35th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 3. Beautiful, powerful verses. "Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense, and he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor ravenous beasts shall go up there. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, for sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Praise God. And I believe that even though that is for a future time spiritually, we can experience that now. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. My time is gone. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. Thank you, UCM Partners, for your prayers and your generous financial gifts that keep us going. I love you. Pray for you every day, and you too, Radio Family, every day. I invite you to write. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.